that coochie for a good
one. There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
f***ing. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
It's Thursday!
There's no real ring to that.
No, there's no ring to Thursday. But the weekend is almost here.
It's
so I'm excited
Monday,
about that.
It's not Monday. It's not hump day.
No. But it's Thursday. The weekend is almost here. We can start the weekend after this show. We can get into preparation of enjoying the weekend.
I watched the season finale of Empire last night.
How was it? I'm off of Empire. I haven't seen Empire in... I haven't seen this season at all.
It's a real cliffhanger at the end.
Really?
And, you know, there's no previews for what's going to happen when you come back, so you have no idea.
Is it still entertaining, or are you still entertained by it? Because I wasn't entertained after, I think, the second season. I just stopped.
You know, I'm very committed when I get into when I start watching a show. It's hard for me to stop.
Oh, it's easy
I know
for
it's
me
hard
to stop.
For a lot of people that watch Scandal, because Scandal's not going to be on Thursday nights anymore now.
I stopped watching Scandal, too. I'm off of Scandal.
You have no loyalty, clearly.
The shows get whack and the writing gets horrible, and I just can't watch it anymore. Right now, I'm on Game of Thrones. I really love Game of Thrones, and I'm really into, call me a geek, but it's CNN. If you go to CNN and CNBC.
We all watch CNN.
No, not that. Not those type of shows. They have like all these billionaires, how the billionaires made their money, mm-hmm. how the billionaires invest their money, all these finance shows or the rich guide of spending money. Just anything with the money shows, I'm really, really into.
I'm
not off that. I love that. That really excites me. Like Paul Mitchell. Mm-hmm. The guy that does the Paul Mitchell hair and how he created his $1 billion business, and he also owns Patron. I like that guy.
You like him?
He's 71 years old. He still goes hard. Like, he's broke. Like, I watch those type of shows to encourage and inspire me. So when I get a little lazy, I'm like, F that. If Paul Mitchell could go house to house and sell his products, I can go house to house and sell mine.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. But, you know, it's a nice thought.
Yeah, I'm not.
You can go online, perhaps, and sell it.
And also, yesterday was my daughter's 8th grade trip. Mm-hmm. Now, usually 8th grade trip, they go to the White House, they go to Capitol Hill, they go to see the Pentagon. But because of ISIS, all the schools are scared to go. So they went to Gettysburg, which I thought was whack.
What?
Like, you want to see the White House. You want to go to the White House as your 8th grade
trip? That is true. I've never been to the White House.
You've never been?
No.
You've never been to the White House? You've never been to Disney World as a child?
You've been to the White House?
Yes.
We never had that
class trip. Goodness, great. Your parents don't love you.
Well, they don't take me on class trips. The school does.
Well, your parents should at least take you to D.C. You've been to partying in D.C., right?
Yes, I've been to the White House in Detroit.
That's a club. That's not the real White House. Your parents don't love you, man. Goodness gracious.
Tell my dad you said that. Next time he's working on your teeth.
Yeah, well, shout out to Papa Yee. I love Papa Yee. Now, A. Marie will be joining us. A lot of people out there probably saying, who's A. Marie?
No, they're not.
They might.
People don't know who A. Marie is.
She hasn't been out in a long, No, it's not. I'm being honest. She hasn't been out in a long time. She's an R&B singer. She had a dope record, and then we just kind of lost her. I don't know what happened.
All right, I guess we'll find out. I catch up with her on her YouTube site.
Oh, okay.
All the time, so I see what
she's
been
music?
Doing. Not as much. She put out a song last year.
Okay.
Was the last time she did that.
Okay, well, we'll kick it with A. Marie in a little bit for Throwback Thursday.
She has an album coming out tomorrow. EP coming out tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We'll talk about the plane that went missing with 66 people on board.
Mm-hmm.
Also, remember George Zimmerman was auctioning off the gun that he used to kill Trayvon Martin?
Right.
Well, someone bought it, and we'll give you more details.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
One second. Where's Charlamagne?
I'm sure he'll be in a second.
Did you talk to him? Did anybody make sure?
He'll be here in a second. Now, front page news, NBA playoffs. The Golden State Warriors beat the Thunder 118-91 tonight. The Raptors play the Cavs at 8:30 p.m. Now, this Egypt Air flight is missing.
Well, yes, an Egypt Air flight from Paris to Cairo. It had 66 passengers and crew members on board. They're saying it crashed into the Mediterranean Sea early this morning off the Greek island of Crete. And right now they're saying they cannot rule anything out. They don't know whether it was a technical problem or whether it was a terror attack that caused that plane to crash. They did say the plane was lost from the radar at around 2:45 a.m. local time.
They said right when it got into Egypt's airspace, that's when it was lost.
Right, so they're not sure exactly what happened. Some officials aren't speaking because they're supposed to not speak about it right now. They're not authorized to do that.
Right.
They're saying the pilot did not send a distress call. The last contact was made with the plane 10 minutes before it disappeared from the radar. And that's all the information that we know thus far.
They said in waters where the plane allegedly crashed, it's not too deep, so they should be able to find a black box and see exactly what happened. There's no Americans on the flight as well. That's what they're saying as of right now. But it's still sad. Rest in peace and condolences to anybody who lost anybody. That's crazy.
Right. Some of the relatives are already at the airport. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had to actually bring ambulances. People are passing out from being distressed about this.
Jeez. Now let's talk George Zimmerman.
Well, we told you about George Zimmerman auctioning off the gun that he used to kill Trayvon Martin. And somebody actually bought it. Now, they did not release the exact amount, but the last bid was for somebody named, quote, John Smith. That bid was made for $138,900. Now, according to George Zimmerman, he said, first and foremost, I would like to thank and give the glory to God for a successful auction that has raised funds for several worthy causes. Now, what are those causes? Well, he wants to use the money from the sale to fight Black Lives Matter violence against law enforcement officers and to counter Hillary Clinton's anti-firearm rhetoric. He also said the money would be used to ensure the demise of Angela Corey, her persecution career. She's the special prosecutor that was appointed to investigate Trayvon Martin's death.
And did you see George Zimmerman taunting Trayvon Martin's parents?
Yes, and said that the way that they raised their son was...
I hate that guy. You're not supposed to hate him.
He's a really disgusting person.
Remember when I gave George Zimmerman Donkey of the Day yesterday? People were actually complaining because I said that I want him to disappear. The hell with y'all people, okay? I want George Zimmerman to disappear.
According to George Zimmerman, he said they didn't raise their son right. He attacked a complete stranger and attempted to kill him. Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin did everything they could to capitalize on her son's death. She was never a mother figure to him.
Yeah.
Tracy Martin couldn't have cared less about their son. He treated him like a dog without a leash.
Yeah, this guy.
How do you know what his parents did?
This guy's crazy.
This guy kills Trayvon Martin, has profited off Trayvon Martin's death, but you're upset with me because I said I want him to disappear.
And in the audio,
who's upset with you?
You could hear that
somebody called and complained.
You could hear that George Zimmerman was clearly the aggressive one, and he's the one that killed him.
The hell with George Zimmerman.
How did his parents raise him?
Damn what happens to George Zimmerman, okay? George Zimmerman can disappear today, and I would not shed a tear. In fact, I'll be on this radio dropping clues bombs, saying praise the Lord.
And shout out to Trayvon Martin's family, because they are holding a lot, they're keeping a lot of restraint. They are doing what's right. They are continuing.
Ooh, how mad would you be?
Yeah, because, I mean, I would be looking for him. I would be trying to give him 5 minutes every 10 minutes, every time I see him.
5 minutes? I don't want no 5 minutes, unless those 5 minutes going to be final. Oh, okay.
Pretty much. In fatal, five minutes.
Please.
All right.
I can't wait till karma comes back to him, because it does come back.
I'm patiently waiting.
We saw that with O.J. Simpson.
He's so disgusting.
Y'all all saw the special on FX.
And whoever bought that gun is disgusting, too.
Unless they're going to use it for, you know.
For what?
They just put
$139,000 in his pocket.
Don't say it. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Tell him why you're mad.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Call us up right now. If you're upset, you need to vent. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. If you're pissed off, you need to vent, you can call up right now, get on the air live, and you can talk to us. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
It's Will from the Ville with No Chill, Southeast Worldwide. What up, Andy?
What's up? Your phone sound crazy, but tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm mad, one, because I'm on my way to work and I'm out here in the woods. Anyway, Zimmerman, man, this dude should be getting no type of notification. He's selling guns for this much. And, oh, man, ain't nobody rung his bell or put hands on him or nothing.
Hey, man, F. George Zimmerman, anybody who loves him, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, yo, this is your boy Mark Slade from Down Bottom again.
Yeah, okay. What's up, bro? Tell him how you mad.
Look, man, I know I called a couple days ago. I don't want to seem like I'm mad every day, but... You know what I'm saying? I love listening to y'all in the morning, you know what I'm saying? This Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin thing's kind of blowing my mind, man. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of sad that they're still even giving him that much news.
Publicity and light, right?
Right, right. Like, I don't know, man. It's kind of scary, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just don't understand where all the tough guys be at. All the tough guys can get tough with the radio guys and people who not tough, but then George Zimmerman out here just floating through these streets,
but not for
living
nothing.
His life like it's gold.
He on a microscope, too. A lot of people are watching him.
So what?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, DJ Envy? This D-Mo from Atlanta.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm pissed off about this whole George Zimmerman situation,
right,
man.
As like, we all should be.
Yeah, man, it don't make no sense, man. This dude seriously just profiting off of killing Trayvon Martin. You know what I'm saying? And then he got the nerve to walk around and talk about how his parents didn't raise him right, man. I just think it's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
If it was one of us, you know what I'm saying, first of all, we wouldn't even have made it this far.
No,
you know
we'd be under the jail right now.
It'd
be right.
Well, no. Let's not say that. We watched OJ. They just had a special on FX about OJ.
And that's
okay?
The last one.
Let's stop. Let's stop that. All right.
That's the last one.
OJ was around here taunting people too. OJ put out a book. Was about to put out a book called If I Did It.
But don't get it twisted. Even though OJ was found guilty, they took everything from him. They took his money. He couldn't do anything. He was going back to jail.
But George ain't had nothing. So
yeah. Hello. Who's this?
This is Shawnee.
Hey, Shawnee. Where you calling
hey.
From?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, tell them why you mad.
I am mad because my cousin put me and my children out of her house while I was at work.
Well, what did you and your little dirty children do?
Why? What you do?
Nothing. Seriously, she moved in her little felon boyfriend after meeting him off this website called Tag.
and so the felon boyfriend said, y'all got to go.
Man, he been stressing me because I won't talk to him. I don't know what he thought it was. Like, if he thought something was going to pop off.
No way.
But
he tried to smash?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because definitely, after they put us out, he goes on my Facebook and starts liking all my model pictures.
No,
like, dude, seriously?
That's disgusting.
He's like, y'all don't live together no more. He got dibs. Right. He can shoot a shot.
And it was 5 days after I paid her half of the bill.
Damn.
Well, listen, now you know why she kicked you out. I don't want you in there trying to sleep with my man.
Whatever. He called him Birdman. He looked like Birdman.
Well, put some respect on his penis, then.
There you go. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off. Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Prophet, man, Beantown.
Hey, what's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Hey, yo, man, I'm a little tight, man, because, you know, everybody out here complaining they can't get a job, man. You know, I just want to say, man, you know, I did a healthy little bid, man. Been home almost 9 months, man, and I'm out here getting it right now, man, legally, man.
There you go.
Everybody out here complaining, man, you got to go out here and get it, man, be hungry, man.
What kind of jobs you got? Tell me what kind of jobs you got.
I'm a cable guy, brother.
There you go.
Okay, we all need that.
I'm a cable guy. I'm out here getting it, man. Can you drop a bomb on top of my fellas locked down?
Drop one of Clue's bombs for all my brothers who just coming home and getting jobs, not making no excuses, not complaining about nothing.
Now, we out here getting it, bro.
What you get locked up for, bro?
I was locked up for trafficking, man, unfortunately.
That don't even matter no more, brother. You on the street now.
I'm out here trafficking this cable now, baby.
Hey, at one point, Malcolm X was Malcolm Little. And happy born day to the god, Malcolm X. He'd have been 91 today.
Hello, who's this?
Shawana from Staten Island.
Shawana, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I got to go to work and my toe is broken.
You broke your toe? How'd you break your toe?
Going up the steps, running with open toe shoes.
If Steph Curry can play with a swollen elbow, you can go out there and play with a broke toe, boo.
Tell him Steph Curry get millions.
So what? You got a life. Go. Your life's worth
billions.
I know
billions. I gotta go. Your
life's priceless. That was painful, though.
Absolutely painful. Hello, who's this?
This is Coop from Virginia.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because down in Texas, they teach in the school, the students that slaves was workers, bro.
They were workers, sir.
No, they're teaching them that they got paid.
Oh,
what school is that? I never heard of that before.
It's school systems throughout Texas. You gotta look it up. I'm telling you, man. They teaching us that they came over here and they got paid as like interns or something.
Well, I'm gonna look that up because I can't take your word for that one.
Yeah, that sounds a little crazy. I think I heard it.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna definitely look that one up.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? This is LaWanda.
What's up, LaWanda?
Why you mad?
What's going on? Okay, so this lady just jumped in front of me and smashed dead on her brakes. I don't care if it's four lanes, three lanes, or two lanes. She gonna put some respect on my car.
You said four lanes and how many lanes?
Tree.
Okay.
Hold on, you messed up her rhyme. She was trying to rhyme. She said, I don't care if it's four lanes, three lanes, or two lanes. You gonna put some respect on my name. You was trying to rhyme.
I'm saying what Birdman said, tree.
Well, no, we get you.
We understood it. Caught it.
Okay. Y'all gonna put some respect on her joke.
Nah.
All right.
Nice try, though.
Awkward. Hello, who's this?
This is Brandon from Champagne, man. What's going on?
What's up, man? Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because I just heard about this George Zimmerman shit. Like, really? Are you serious?
Hey, you can't curse, first of all.
And his name is Zimmerman. All right? We don't want you to say Zimmerman because we don't want to throw venom to the wrong guy. We want karma to hit the right guy. Okay?
Well, my bad, y'all. But, yeah, well, karma definitely needs to strike him 10 times. I don't care, but are you serious? And who wants to buy the gun?
Let me tell you something. Karma's coming to George Zimmerman, and when it does, I'm going to have a party on this here radio. Watch. We're going to pop champagne, all kind of stuff.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Sergio.
Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I think my wife is trying to kill me, man.
Hold on. Take us on speakerphone. Take us on Bluetooth.
Your wife is trying to kill you.
Hold on. I'll tell y'all right now. Hello?
There you go. Why is your wife trying to kill you, bro?
I had a secret Snapchat account, right?
Why was it secret?
Well,
why? Why you think? So, and 2 days later, we going on a date, and she cooks, she cleans, take me out on a date. I don't know what's going on, and I think she's trying to kill me, man.
First of all,
last night, she was rubbing my hand. I think she was trying to do something.
Maybe you just paranoid.
Rubbing my hand, chicken. I don't know.
Well, maybe you should stop with all this sneaking around.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
maybe that
she got to kill me. Because, first of all, I want to say I listen to y'all every morning. All right, and on my 2-hour commute to work, y'all doing a good job keeping me awake.
Why the hell do you have a 2-hour commute to work?
Huh?
Why do you have a 2-hour commute?
I drive to West Palm from Homestead every day.
Okay. Oh.
I go to work.
I just want to tell you, having a secret Snapchat account is very stupid. That's like saying I'm secretly on TV.
Right, you got a video. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know, man. I messed up. We recently got married. And, you know,
you just recently got married?
Yeah, but
and you already messing up?
Exactly. So she was mad for 2 weeks arguing 2 days straight. And now she's rubbing my hand, massaging me every time I come home from work. I don't know what she's trying to prove. I think she's trying to kill me.
Goodbye, man.
I think you're paranoid.
You sound like you deserve it, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think I'm nervous. I know. I think I'm nervous, too, man. That's just
why did you get married if you still want to sneak around?
I'm not sneaking around no more. I was on there, and she found it while I was on the toilet.
Okay.
Good job.
Too much information.
It's been a long toilet commute.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051 if you're upset, you need to vent. Now, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we'll talk about who is expecting their 13th child. Also,
13?
A new Lifetime biopic. Find out who this one is going to be about.
All right. And don't forget, A. Marie will be joining us next hour for Throwback Thursday.
That's right. Throwback Thursday, baby. We had to dig her up.
Keep it locked. She ain't dead. It's the Breakfast Club.
She wasn't dead, but she was a little bit passed out.
It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's a Thursday. Let's get to the rumors. We're talking DMX.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to DMX. Apparently, he is expecting his 13th child. Was that supposed to be DMX?
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, there you have it. There's a picture of him and his girlfriend on Instagram.
What?
Now, the last time he had a kid, he had his 12th child back in 2013 with his former fiance. So.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for DMX.
Yeah, shout out to the dog.
He's leaving his mark. All right? As a dog should. Dog got to mark their territory, baby.
Well, he's marking all kinds of territories.
13
kids. So congratulations to them.
He got his own kennel now.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ozzy Osbourne is trying to save his marriage, and in order to do that, he's ending his relationship with hairstylist Michelle Pugh.
I mean, that's usually how it works. You should have to. You got to cut things off with the mistress.
Sometimes you don't want to save your relationship, so maybe he was happy doing what he was doing, but apparently he says he cannot live without his wife.
He got to be 90,
of
right?
33 years.
I don't like when people that are like 97 years old say I can't
live.
He's
not 97 years old.
Like, you don't have much time left.
It's like a couple years left.
There's a lot of reasons you probably can't live at this moment, age being the most important one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Some people feel like this whole thing was a PR stunt that Sharon Osbourne thought of.
Why?
To drum up some more interest in his new tour that's coming next month for
Black
Sabbath.
He's going to go on tour?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, he is. And I think he also has a new show that he's doing with his son, with Jack Osbourne, too.
That's a good way to die, though. Die on tour.
Where they'll be traveling. All right, Prince's niece and grandniece are now trying to prove they are blood relation to Prince, his alleged niece and grandniece. They want to get a piece of that estate. So now there's going to be some DNA testing going on. It says Prince's deceased half-brother, Dwayne Nelson Sr., had a daughter and a granddaughter, so they both have filed documents claiming they are rightful heirs.
All you got to do is go through Prince's house and see who he had a picture with. If he never took a picture with you, you're not family.
I really wish he had a will.
Check my social media, see if I've ever tweeted you, Facebooked you, Instagrammed you. If I've never done any of that, we're not family.
Do people get the same amount, like if you're the niece, the grandniece of the inheritance?
They said if you're family, everybody breaks it up equally.
As the sister?
Yes.
Woo.
I wish he had a will.
Yeah. All right. And Michelle A. They're doing the Michelle A. story on Lifetime.
Can you explain to the people who Michelle A.
is? I'm about to. Now, if you don't know who Michelle A. is, she was discovered by Eazy-E, mm-hmm. and she was a platinum artist on Ruthless Records. That was the label.
She used to talk like this. Her voice was real high like this.
She was also Dr. Dre's girlfriend for more than 10 years, and then later on, somehow married Suge Knight.
Was she in Straight Outta Compton?
No.
No, she was not in Straight Outta Compton.
She wasn't in that movie.
You don't know her.
But it was interesting that she dated Dr. Dre for so long and then went on to marry Suge Knight, and they were enemies, clearly. So
she sounded like she got passed around to me. It's not like a party pack.
Well, it's two people. They just happen to be the worst enemies. No,
Eazy
signed her to the label.
Dre? Okay.
That's not passed around. She got signed to a label. He didn't sleep with her. She was dating. She dated Dr. Dre for 10 years.
If you dated Dre
and then somehow
and dated Suge, you probably dated Eazy too. I mean, it only makes sense. They're all moguls. Oh, you got a thing for mogul penises.
All right, I wouldn't put that on her. But that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, it's Throwback Thursday. We have a special guest, A. Marie. If you don't know who A. Marie is, she was an R&B
Jesus
artist.
Christ. A lot of explaining we're doing.
She is still an R&B artist. She is still an R&B artist, not was.
Y'all going to have to start using Google to listen to The Breakfast Club.
In the 2000s.
Michelle A., hold on. A. Marie?
She had a couple of big records in the 2000 era. And,
a few big records.
A. I said Marie, a couple of big records.
A couple, few. A few is more than a couple.
When we come back, A. Marie is Throwback Thursday, and I'll get on a mini mix. If you're like, well, what songs does she sing?
We're going to remind you. If you don't know who A. Marie is, we'll remind you in the mini mix.
There you go.
Okay? All right. We might need to play a song before the interview to remind people who she is.
No, we'll get a mini mix on. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was we, Jeremiah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest we haven't seen in a long ass time.
We found her.
Ladies and gentlemen, A. Marie.
We dug her up.
Where the hell have you been?
Where you been, A. Marie?
I've been working on a lot of stuff. Music, new music, which is coming. Actually,
you haven't had albums out since 2009.
But she put out a song. I didn't realize that. But I did a song. Mm-hmm. But I have an EP coming Friday, actually. And then I'm working on another one that I want to put out in July. And then I have an anthology coming out.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's like a villain themed anthology with a lot of best selling authors. Because I've been doing a lot of writing too,
which is fascinating to me. So, I love that.
You got
love
an English writing. Degree, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I love writing. Like I've always. That's what I did when I was really, really young. Mm-hmm. My mom was like, she was like, oh, you're singing. I thought you were going to be a lawyer or a writer or something like that. But yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm working on a sci-fi fantasy trilogy.
What's been paying the bills though? Like, because it's been a long time.
Well, you know, publishing and yeah, little things here and there. Mm-hmm. Public music publishing.
Gotcha. So what you been doing, shows or?
A little bit.
You selling weed, Amory?
A little bit. A little bit.
Okay. I see your YouTube channel.
Oh, I have a BookTube channel. See, the reason I would never have joined YouTube because some of my friends were like, why did you? I'm surprised you even did that because you're so private. But I was like, I read so many books. Like, I read 50 to 60 books a year. And I was like, I don't have anyone to really talk about all those books with. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll just join YouTube so I can geek out over books because there's like a book-centric kind of thing on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I just like do that for fun.
Let's talk about your career. Everybody always says Amory should have been a superstar because she's pretty, she could dance, she could sing. What happened?
What do you think happened? It's timing. Like, everything is timing. Like, I'm a big believer in timing. And so I still feel like I haven't reached my peak yet. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's just, because it was like just starting and then kind of like, I don't want to say things went left, but it's kind of like, it's all timing.
It's like you went left. You just disappeared.
Yeah, what went left?
Really what it was is going from label to label. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things for me is that it always took so long. Like, I'm so happy now you can actually just put out music. It's a little different. It's a lot easier, but it's also so much more out there. Sometimes it's hard to cut through. But for me, I would record an album, and by the time we're ready to put it out and, you know, because it's slow. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm on to the next thing. I'm on to the next thing. That's why, like, Cymatic is a trilogy. I'm creating that. That's one sound. This thing that I have coming out on Friday called Drive. Drive. Mm-hmm. Drive is coming out in May. And then I have another EP that I'm working out that's coming out, hopefully in July. That's the thing. Because I'm like a very antsy, creative person.
I heard you got OCD.
I do have a little bit of that.
Okay. We just discussed that when you walked in.
Yeah, because some people think it's just like organizing, but I am a perfectionist. Like, that comes out somehow. Like, people don't know when they see my CD. Like, my videos, I would do my video concepts. My CD, where the barcode is, I put the barcode where it's going to be on the CD, the album packaging, all that stuff. But it's beyond being a perfectionist. It's like you get these weird thoughts. I feel like everyone gets that, but it's like you might be washing the dishes and you're like, you might leave the fork in the bowl, and you're like, "Fork is drowning. The fork can't read. The fork is drowning."
Oh, yeah,
and
OCD,
you,
yeah,
yeah,
the fork is drowning.
I know it doesn't make any sense. Or if I don't take the fork out right now, mommy's gonna get in an accident. Like, it has nothing.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right.
So you've been doing drugs the past few years.
You
know, some people say it was your relationship because you got
married.
So you got your manager. You say your manager ruined your career.
And they said it was your manager who was also exec might have ruined your career. I know you heard that before.
No, I never really heard that before.
Stop it, Amory.
I've never heard that.
It was articles about that.
Absolutely. But I don't read about myself.
Though. Gotcha.
Okay.
But I never heard that. But here's the interesting thing. The thing about it is, well, actually, he's actually very supportive. So actually, a lot of my creative energy comes from, like, just our relationship.
Y'all still together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's funny because no matter what, when you have a male and a female in a relationship, he's either the Svengali or the one that's like, he's either pulling the strings or it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's just ruining everything. A woman can never just stand on her own and do her thing. It's always either she's being controlled or she's, or she's being ruined. It's mm-hmm. one of the, it's just sexist.
Mm-hmm. I agree with her on that.
Now, he was an executive.
Yeah, he was an executive at Sony, right?
At the time, but we weren't working together at the time.
Okay.
And we worked together. That's how we met, because he actually put me on my first tour and my first feature, because he was executive producing Nas's projects too. So it's kind of like how I got started.
So you don't think he ruined your career in any way?
No, actually, he helped a lot of things. There were some things that I would like, you know, I would hear and I was like, oh, I don't know about this. He was like, what are you talking about? Like, one thing really came from his involvement. But yeah, it's funny because I know that I disappear and people are like, oh, what happened? But it's because I don't like really chase after fame. Like, that's not like my favorite thing is, like, I don't even really love red carpets. Maybe because of the OCD thing. To me, they just give me a lot of anxiety. I don't love taking pictures. I don't really love that. And I mean, I have people ask me to do reality shows, but I'm not into
that. That's not you.
That's not me.
You said you do music because you love to do it. Because
Exactly. Clearly
you're a very intelligent woman. You could be doing anything.
Thank you.
That you want to do.
Now, when you came out with the record, the one thing record, seems like after that record, a lot of people took that style and that sound. Did you feel like a lot of people were biting off of it? Because when you came out, that was like a noisy record, but it worked.
It was really noisy because a lot of people were like, where is this going to fit in the mix? Where is this going to fit in the set? It mm-hmm. was different. Mm-hmm. But I think Rich and I really, you know, we helped to change music for that moment. I mean, not just to say like, oh, I'm puffing myself up, but every artist, it's like every artist puts a brick, you know what I mean? Puts a brick in the wall. And it's like we, all the music.
You know, artists don't want bricks, Amory.
No, no, you're right.
You want hits.
Every artist puts a hit in the wall.
Gotcha.
And we are all in dialogue with each other. So music, whenever, especially when it's on radio, it's like it's going to influence everyone.
But every artist is doing it after. No, I heard it from Beyonce. I heard it from Maya. Yeah, I heard it from a lot of artists.
It influenced a lot. It did.
Was it a point where you thought Beyonce was trying to imitate you?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, a lot of people are going to say different things. But it's like what I was saying. Like, artists, we're all in dialogue with each other. So no artist is an island. You can't say, oh, well, I have no influences. And sometimes people try to say, well, I have an influence. Like the 50-year-old ones from back in the day, but it's like we're all influenced by old music and current music. Like you can't get around it.
But y'all was on the same label.
Yeah, but that
similar
never really.
Sounds.
Then she started working with Rich.
We were on the same label, but that I don't think that did anything. I know Jay really liked, like he liked my album, he liked my record, and so
Jay,
he wasn't Jay-Z.
Are you Becky?
Shut up. You know. But somehow I was like, you know what? I bet you Charlamagne is going to ask me that. Somehow.
But it was a rumor that you and Jay were.
Nah, I never heard
really?
That. Jay,
I
don't know what he's talking about right now. I don't know what
really?
He's talking about.
A long time ago, I did hear that.
I never heard that.
And I thought he was going to be on a remix to One Thing at one time. Somebody did like a fake remix.
A DJ did do a remix to it, which I really liked, but it wasn't official. I'm glad he did it, though, because I was like, oh, I like that. Thanks.
They had Jay-Z on.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like you
were my favorite artist?
Did you ever feel like you weren't getting the resources you need because you were on Columbia and Beyonce? Was at the same time?
So I did, you know, I did feel like that, but not for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it because I was a new artist, and at the time, Sony had Beyonce, but they also had Jennifer Lopez, and it was, I felt like there was kind of like a lot of changes going on an executive level, and I felt like I wasn't getting the support that I needed, but not because of the other artists necessarily. I think it was just, I don't even really know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a lot of turmoil, though. And then I was with Rich, and then I was at the time with two production companies. So I think it was a lot of that, too.
You think Beyonce stole your walk?
My walk?
Remember the Crazy in Love video when she was walking and the way you was walking and Why Don't We Fall in Love?
No, her walk is more of a runway walk, and my walk was more of a, what a nice day, la, la, la kind of walk. It was a different kind of vibe. I can do the other walk, too, you know.
All right, we got more with A-Marie when we come back. It's Throwback Thursday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Throwback Thursday. We have A-Marie in the building. Now, you're such a skinny mini.
A skinny mini?
She's skinny. She's real skinny.
Are you body shaming?
No. My daughter's just a skinny. So anyway, did they ever try to press you to do enhancements, whether it's to make your butt bigger or breast bigger?
Go buy some titties, A-Marie.
No, and you know what? They never did. They never did. And that's the thing that I would love to see. Like, I love, there's
what,
so much pressure
what, you
on
would what are you talking about, A-Marie?
I do have breasts.
I know.
And I love them because they're able to fit in a shirt. Like, if they're all big, I might look top heavy in this shirt, or I couldn't, like, wear an extreme V-neck, not and have it look the way that I want it to
don't
look.
Don't big shame, girl.
But I don't, no, I'm not saying that.
She's very model-esque. And
it's different kind of clothes for different shapes,
that's
you know what
right.
I mean?
So, and you like being all real.
Yeah, I just like, I like my shape. And the one thing that I would love to see is, I feel like it's just so hard for women to just control their own image and their sexuality. For me, like for some women, they feel like they need to be naked. And I would love for girls to not feel like, well, if I want to be in the music industry, I have to be extremely, before it was like, oh, you got to be super skinny. Now it's like the other way around.
Now it's like you got to have
ass. And it's like, no, just be yourself. Right. All different body types can be sexy because sexy is a mentality. It's not the way you look. And if you're just trying to just look hot on the outside, I mean, beauty is a dime a dozen. There's so many beautiful girls, beautiful guys. Like, it means nothing, right?
And FYI, all these people photoshopping their pictures and doing all that online, and then when you see them in person, like, you're like, you don't look anything.
Yeah, but everybody does that, though.
Like, you look,
anytime you put a filter on your picture,
you might have a little pimple, you might want to fix it. But
no,
I also think it can make the people forget what real bodies look
it's
like.
Unrealistic.
So it's almost like people forget, oh, that's what real breasts look like, or that's what a real shape, a big butt that's a real butt. Like, even Jennifer Lopez's butt doesn't look that big anymore compared to, like, how it was.
These girls
like,
out here,
before it was like, whoa. So I just think it's just important for women to see, like, a spectrum of things. Like, okay, fine, super, super sultry, and body looks great in a bathing suit, but that's sexy. But then, like, a Paris Hilton skinny body, that's sexy, too, because it's, like, a mentality.
The,
it's not... just the way you look.
But did you ever feel the immigrant experience?
It's interesting because it's like, okay, I'm black and Korean. You guys, are you black and
Chinese?
Black and Chinese. Okay. Right. Is your mom from China? Or
no, my dad is Chinese.
And he's from China.
But no, he's from the United States, but my grandparents are from China.
Okay, so see, mine is like one removed. So my dad's from Philadelphia. My mom is from South Korea. Mm-hmm. So in my house, like, it was weird because I was like, one side of my family, we've been here forever, built this country. The other part of me, my mom is from Korea. So I did deal with a lot of that immigrant experience. Like, it's on one side is very American, but my mom is very old school, traditional Korean.
Right.
So it was like, she didn't understand the dating thing. She, you know, it's just like some of the cultural differences.
I bet the chicken in your house was amazing, though.
Actually, my mom makes really good fried chicken, and my dad makes really good fried chicken, too, actually.
I know.
Yeah. But how did your dad's side of the family, how did your mom's side of the family feel about her marrying somebody black?
They were fine because they really just looked at it as American. But mm-hmm. at that time, it was tough to marry anyone American. Like, my mom says she didn't even realize there was, like, racism like that against black people until she came to the States.
Yeah.
But when they came to the States, they were in Boston.
Oh.
And she was like, she didn't understand why some Americans were treating my dad differently when they're American. So it was just, she didn't really...
She didn't understand the race thing.
Understand it until she, like, witnessed it.
And you were a military brat, right?
Yeah.
So did you have trouble making friends growing up? Because you seem like the girl nobody would like.
What? I mean,
no, because
why
you're pretty.
Would you say that?
No, because she's a nice girl, but she's pretty, so nobody would get the time to know you. You'd be like,
here's
you think
thing.
You better than everybody because no. you got real hair.
Well, she had a sister close in age, too.
Yeah,
age.
Angela, okay. See, Angela was like the popular one.
Really?
I was the dorky one.
Really?
I loved, you know, I played with Barbies until I was in ninth grade because I was making stories about them.
Yeah, that's dorky.
You know, it's dorky. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, I would put pillows against my window so no one would bother me so I could write and do dorky things.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I never ever relied on my looks because, one, I didn't really think I was that cute when I was growing up because I was like, hair is frizzy, I don't know what to do, and I'm dorky anyway. So I feel like sometimes when you're too aware of your looks when you're growing up, it can handicap your personality.
Right. Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes it's just kind of like when guys are really good in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They have no game,
yes.
no personality. Right. Sorry, not saying all the guys are like that.
But you know,
play sports. But I'm just saying because they're so good at what they do. They're used to people flocking to them and liking them just because of that. They never have to develop anything.
It's like having a big penis, but your sex game is what? You just got a big penis.
Well, you guys don't have to worry about that in here, but.
Okay. Shut up. How you doing? My question, why did you change the name? You change the spelling of your name?
Because, you know what? Because I'm just. Some people were like, it's just weird like that. Because my parents were like, why did you do that? And I was like, I love it, but it just feels right to me.
So you just added an eye?
I just added an
you
eye.
You did it legally?
It's a thing now. Designer, he's got two eyes.
You did it legally?
No, yeah, Negroes just can't spell.
Legally?
Yeah, I did because I was like, that's what I'm feeling.
So you told your mom and daddy, I didn't like the way you spelled my name, so I'm just going to add an eye.
You sure you didn't do that for Twitter? Because
like,
Anne-Marie was already taken?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm positive.
So sure, you officially have another I in the name.
So I officially do. And my parents were really sweet because they made sure they spell my name with the I in it. And my parents were the kind coming up, they don't even want to use nicknames. They're like, I named you this, and that's what I'm going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
How about Angela's like, how about you call me Angie? I named you Angela, I'm calling you Angela.
Jesus. Why are they so formal?
I know, they loosened up way later, but, you know, so I added that in. And some people were like, is it because of a legal thing? Because some people asked me if it was a legal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sony?
Yeah, like
but
you
I was like, no, because
it's your name anyway.
That's my name anyway,
so right.
They couldn't do that.
All right, well, A-Marie's in the building. It's Throwback Thursday. Let's get into an A-Marie mini mix. All right, we're going to play all A-Marie joints right now. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was an A-Marie mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And yes, we found A-Marie. She's in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
How long have you been married?
We've been married for almost 5 years now.
That's interesting because they always say.
Only 5 years, but we've been together for almost 13 years.
Yeah, they
well, they always say don't mix business with pleasure, but it worked for you.
It worked for us. Why are you over looking at the time, Envy?
No,
are you bored? Am
Hampton,
I boring you now?
Okay.
No, it worked because one of the things that I love is that, you know, sometimes you can be in a relationship with someone and they'll kind of like, they'll be afraid and they'll hold you back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? But he's never been like that.
Like, you're not going in the studio with him or...
Yeah, he's always been like, you can do anything. And even when I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, one of the things that I've been wanting to do with Cymatic was I wanted to make it a film.
Mm-hmm.
I actually met with some directors like a few years ago just trying to like see how we could turn it into a film, but like in a way that I haven't seen done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, yeah, go for it. Like, I always have such big ideas. And that's why I understand. Like, I love Kanye because I feel like I understand him as an artist, mm-hmm. as far as one could when they're not that person. Because I feel like I have such big ideas. It's frustrating. Like, nothing's worse than a frustrating
Oh, Lord,
art.
You about to ask Nike for 50 million. No. Oh, Lord.
Like, because I'll have big ideas. I'm like, I want this, and we're going to have this, and I want it to snow. We need it to snow on the timing has to be right. It needs to be, and if it's like, well, we need to scale it down for the, I don't want to do it. Just forget the whole thing. Just forget everything. Because if I can't do it the way I want to do it, just
then
forget
I'm not
it.
Doing it.
It's like, you know, the realities of working within constraints.
So how does your husband factor into that?
Oh, because he just is like, he's encouraging, and that's what I like. Because
gotcha.
A lot of times, different people I came across in the music industry, they might be like, I don't like no. I don't like, let's do it like how it's been done.
But you don't want everybody to agree with you all the time either.
No, because he'll tell me like, well, sometimes he'll be the one to say, you need to start with this and then get to that. Mm-hmm. But I don't like, oh, well, maybe you just need to just do it like this. And thankfully, I've had people around me who are really creative and really just like, next level, bless you. Next level when it comes to, let's just do something different.
Now, he pushes too. He used to come to the club to make sure I played a record. He would hit me, text me, email me.
He hit you?
Yeah. Not hit me physically. even when he hit me about a month ago, I was like, really? I was surprised he still had my email.
What you mean, really? Because it was A-Marie?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're like, damn, A-Marie's still around?
No, it's not so
like
funny
that.
Because...
I'm disrespectful,
not Andy. Like that.
No. I check on A-Marie from time to time, by
yes,
the way.
He does.
Yes, I do.
And he does, too, I think, you know, just not as often as you do. Yeah. But you've always been really cool. You've always been supportive, like, ever since, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning.
I like talent. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all I care about. I care about talent at the end of the day. A-Marie's a talented individual.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
I just don't
that.
Understand why she just decided to moonwalk out the game for a little
while. You know what it is? If I were a different person, what probably would have happened would be, all right, you know, the 2009 album, and then I was in the reality show, and then I would have done something else, an endorsement. But the thing is, I have to do things that I believe in.
Gotcha.
Like, I've turned down really good endorsements because I'm like, you say the shoe does that. I need to test out the shoe. I don't really believe that it's going to build up your calf because I know that's
you
not
really
what happens.
Have, yo, you really so, I'm not mad at you.
No, I'm for real. I'm just like, because if I say that I'm behind something or if I believe in something, whether it's my music or whether it's whatever, I'm like, I'm not telling you to go buy this shoe.
Not just for a check.
Or to
you
eat
make
this
sure
thing.
You believe
if it's
in
not going to, mm-hmm. they're like, oh,
you
legs.
Made that much money? Let me Google your net worth real quick.
No, but you know, it's like I'm
okay,
not gonna.
Okay.
I'm not
what
gonna,
it say, Charlamagne?
$3 million.
Okay.
Solid $3 million. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a little more than that. I think it's more than that.
Solid
though,
$3 million.
I don't like to talk about money, you know, but you know, I have to stand behind it. So yeah, you would have seen like, oh yeah, this shoe, and I'm gonna eat this, mm-hmm. and reality show, and da da da. But I don't. I'm not. That's just not me, and I'm
right.
not interested in that. So.
Now people are gonna watch it because people want to know what happened to you because you know they got all these conspiracy theories online.
Like
no, they had this. Tattletales had this thing online that said you didn't make it because of karma, because they said that your man was married when you got him and you broke up
married.
His happy home.
No, he was never married before.
Oh, he was with somebody
he
or
was
something.
Never married. No, and he was never with anyone when we got together. He was a single guy.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't do that. But it's funny because people always like to say, you know that saying, I was having this conversation with someone. They were like, how you get them, you know, they were
how
going
you,
to
how
some,
you get them
like, how you get them. I was like, yeah.
How you meet them is how you keep them.
I'm
like,
how you keep
not
them.
Really, because there are a lot of girls who are really faithful whose guys leave them and cheat on them, and I don't think they did anything.
Right.
Right.
So it doesn't really work
Yeah, it's
that
not
way.
Really true.
It doesn't really work
So you would
way.
Never do that?
I wouldn't do that.
Gotcha.
No, I wouldn't do that. Because that's just not cool. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
All right, don't say that, and then this guy's ex baby mom pop up online like,
no,
with her own YouTube video saying no, you a home wrecker.
No, she wouldn't say that because she knows that's not true either. So
gotcha.
She wouldn't say that.
Who is she?
The person. Oh, no one knows who it is. It's not.
Oh, okay. I was like,
not,
it was
this whole thing,
person,
this whole thing on this site. It was like he was in a relationship and she was pregnant and you called the girl and told her he's with me now.
You tell a girl.
That's,
tell
yeah,
a girl.
I would. That's really trifling. I wouldn't do that.
Right, you don't seem like that type.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So we're going to get
that's
more music, right? More.
What's
often?
Next? What's in the immediate future for
yeah, please
A-Marie?
Send me get some music
okay,
now.
So
the EP Friday.
The EP Friday.
What's the
that
name?
I'm
How
working
songs?
On, it's called Drive.
Okay.
I think it's five. Is it six? Five. I think it's five. Because I'm working on another one that's I want to put out in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm still working on Cymatic, which is a trilogy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that has to be right. It
and that's the
be,
movie. That's the
that's,
one that has
it's
the
like
movie
a movie.
Idea.
It feels like, yeah, it's just, that's the one that is, yeah, it's got to be right. And then I have the anthology coming out in July. And then I'm working on a sci-fi trilogy, sci-fi fantasy trilogy.
What's Drive about? Why is it called Drive?
Drive, because I just wanted it to like feel ambition? Like good, like when you put it, no, and like when you put it in the car, you know, like okay.
driving
music.
To it. I love
okay.
driving
you can just like
music.
Listen to the, you can just listen to it from beginning to end, and gotcha. It's like a certain mood. That's why it's like five songs. That's
yeah,
why
it's a short ride.
Yeah, it's like a short ride. Or you can repeat.
Nice summertime vibe?
It's yeah, it is a spring yeah. summertime vibe. Yeah.
That's what you excel at. That summertime music, that Valtrex commercial, like people sitting outside.
Valtrex commercial.
Trees blowing, sun shining.
What? Like I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I love that you associate my music with Valtrex.
No.
That's dope.
But the scenery in the Valtrex commercial.
Like,
who directed One Thing? Was that Benny Boone?
Oh, my goodness. Why is it, like, this is the worst because I'm like, he's going to kill me.
Let me Google it for you. That's
Thank
what Google's
you.
For.
Let you know. Well, who was it?
It says directed by Beyonce.
She did.
No, stop.
Wait.
Lying ass.
No, Chris
My
Robinson.
My boy, Chris Robinson. Chris yes. Robinson. Okay. And it was fun because we just had like I had the whole vision that I wanted as far as like the gold and then this French noir kind of sexy scene with the bed, that kind of thing.
Right.
I wanted it to be sexy, but I didn't want it to like be like, you know, too much. It's like clean sexy and dirty sexy. And dirty sexy is good too, but it depends on what you.
Tastefully sexy.
Yeah, dirty, but dirty sexy can be nice as well. So I'm not against dirty sexy. Mm-hmm. It's just you got to just figure out what you're going for.
Mm-hmm. What sexy are you at now in your life?
I
like
don't
the way
know.
You look at her up and down like that. You know
I
she
didn't even look at her up and
not,
down.
He would not look at me like that.
Exactly. I didn't even look at her up and down.
I don't know. I just.
I'm kidding.
I don't.
This guy's crazy, man.
What's going on right here?
He's on drugs.
I don't know. I don't know because you know what? I never really. Think of myself like as like sexy.
Really?
I never did. No, I know because I remember people would be like, "What do you think about being a sex symbol?" And I was like, "I think it's funny because I've never seen myself like that."
I told my homeboy that you was coming up here this morning. He was like, "Whoa, she's still sexy." So yes, people think you're sexy.
He's not in a hallway, is he?
No.
Okay.
And you got nice teeth.
Thank you. Really nice enamel. Thank you.
You haven't missed any dentist visits, even though you haven't been around in the past.
Yeah, I try to keep it right. Gotcha. Try to keep it right.
Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, that's the outro. That's his.
What?
You've been looking at the time.
You don't have to leave if you don't want to.
He's like, it's like, yeah, but nice enamel. Well, we appreciate you being here.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's A-Marie.
Oh, God. Waffle color karaoke hour. Khaki color karaoke hour, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the khaki color karaoke hour.
Morning, everybody.
Waffle colored Negro DJ Envy singing Beige Boy Drake's song.
Steve J. Envy, it's the Breakfast Club. Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. That was Drake. Let's get to the rumors. We're talking to Adrian Broner.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Adrian Broner has put out a new song, and it's a diss track against Floyd Mayweather and the whole Money team. Check out a little piece of Slammer.
Betty won't get it. I watch all of these niggas. I got Floyd going against me. I really ain't tripped. Turned on for some business. I found out I couldn't get him, so I knocked out his den. Fuck with Mac and P. Rilla. DeJuan, David Levy, Nate Gillion to my den. If you ain't none of them niggas, you repping that Money team shit, swear to God, you can get it.
Slammer.
Is he just trying to get a fight against Floyd?
Seems
and,
like it.
And taunting him, you think? Or is he really for real?
I don't know. Maybe I'm on drugs. Adrian Broner sounds like he got a little flow to me.
It didn't sound that bad.
I might be tripping.
It didn't sound bad. When it first came on, I thought it was Meek. I was like, Meek did this again?
Maybe I need to listen to this again.
It didn't sound bad.
No,
he didn't sound bad at all.
He got a little flow, and his voice is all right on records. I don't know. Man, again, maybe
wow.
I'm bugging.
Listen.
Betty won't get it. I watch all of these niggas. I got Floyd going against me. I really ain't tripped. Turned on for some business. I found out I couldn't get him, so I knocked out his den. Fuck with Mac and P. Rilla. DeJuan, David Levy, Nate Gillion to my den. If you ain't none of them niggas, you reppin' that Money team shit, swear to God, you can get it.
They don't sound bad.
About billions.
Everybody was texting me yesterday like, yo, you got to give Adrian Broner a donkey today. So I go to listen. I'm like, this is kind of hype.
It don't sound bad, man. It don't sound bad.
All right, Kylie Jenner is allegedly dating Party Next Door now. You all remember Party Next Door from also just recently being involved in that drama with Kyrie Irving and Kalani.
Y'all gonna make Tiger try to go to Canada and just shoot up the whole OVO.
Well, they're saying, according to a family friend, things are on and popping between Kylie and Party Next Door. She's wondering why she was even bothering with that broke rapper Tiger in the first place. Christ.
Party Next Door and Kylie Jenner got a ting. They got a ting going on.
What accent is that, man?
OVO.
OVO accent.
That's your OVO accent?
This guy's crazy.
All right. So I don't know what's going on with them, but it looks like, and you saw they posted their watches together.
That's a damn shame, man.
All right, Lauren London. I thought everybody already knew that she was pregnant, but apparently T.I. spilled the beans about her being pregnant. He was talking about working on the movie, and he said, my little sister is about to have a baby, so we're going to have to let her get that time out of her system. And, you know, when she's back in new shape, we'll be ready to roll, talking about ATL.
Oh, drop one of Clue's bombs for Nipsey Hussle, damn it. Okay.
Well, what Lauren London did was posted a picture of Ava Mendez, and Ava Mendez just recently had a second child, too, but was very quiet about it. Nobody knew, and she put Mood, the blueprint. So I guess that's her way of saying she's going to have this baby, but be really quiet and secretive about it. All right, but congratulations to her and Nipsey Hussle. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, donkey today. Who are you giving a donkey to?
Donkey today is going to former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, okay?
Oh, all right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day for Thursday, May 19th, goes to former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell. Now, Ed Rendell recently sat down with the Washington Post, and he was discussing the anti-crisis Donald Trump. Well, the Antichrist Donald Trump's appeal to voters, okay? Specifically women in the trending Democratic suburban counties surrounding Philadelphia. You know, those are the ones that effectively determine who wins the state overall. Now, Ed Rendell suggested that Trump's comments about women will be a problem for moderate suburban women, especially, he says, and I quote, the ugly ones. Mm. Now, in theory, he deserves donkey of the day, but let's drop one of Clue's bombs for this man's honesty, okay? I respect the honesty, even if I can see why he deserves donkey of the day. Ed Rendell says, ugly women probably aren't voting for Donald Trump. He says Trump's comments like, you can't be a 10 if you're flat-chested, that'll come back to haunt him. Rendell continued, there are probably more ugly women in America than attractive women. People take that stuff personally. You think? Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought most of Donald Trump's supporters who were women were cosmetically challenged. I thought all of them looked like a hybrid of Honey Boo Boo's Mama June or the county clerk from Kentucky, Kim Davis. Now, if this was said about Donald Trump's female supporters, I might be like, okay, that's not all the way accurate, but I can see why you say that. But to say it's more ugly women in America than attractive women? What America do you live in, Ed Rendell? Ed, you need to get out of the world of politics, because if you hang around politicians all the time, I can see why you would think it's more ugly women in America than attractive ones, because with the exception of Michelle Obama, most politicians' wives do be cosmetically challenged. So I understand why you would probably make that statement if all you around is politicians' wives, but it's more ugly women in America than attractive ones? Ed Rendell must not have an Instagram. Because every woman is beautiful on Instagram, at least 80%. Americans, do you see what these people think about you? Mm-hmm. Is this who you want to give your votes to? A group of people who think that most women in America are ugly? Somebody should ask Ed Rendell his thoughts on foreign policy. And by foreign policy, I mean, what country got the most beautiful women since America got the ugly ones? Give Ed Rendell the biggest hee-haw, please. Now, keep in mind, he's the former governor of Pennsylvania as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, you know, he was in Pennsylvania all those years, and, you know, he's talking about these women in Philly. I love women from Philly, okay? Nothing ugly about y'all. Eat your tasty cakes and your cheesesteaks, okay? You're beautiful, all right? So I don't know what Ed Rendell is talking about.
Okay.
As a woman, I don't know how you could support either one of those characters.
Are you one of the most, one of the women that he thinks is ugly?
Probably. I would assume.
It's you know how much most is? When you say most, that's more than 50%.
Yeah, that's majority.
And how dare you look like that trying to judge women?
You tell them, ye.
Most
look
women in America?
You tell them, ye.
Are ugly? All right. Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, when we come back, ask Yee, 800-585-1051, if you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. 800-585-1051. Ask Yee is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Future. Jumpman. Whoa! Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call her right now. She'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
I'd rather not say, but I just need advice because I can't stop. Like, I get tired of old Poom Poom real fast.
Okay, are you in a relationship?
Sadly, yeah.
Sadly.
So you're just cheating on your girlfriend?
Nah, not anymore. Because I think I just dumped her this morning. She didn't wake up to the text yet.
Are you a coward? You ain't even tell her in person?
That's fine. Old Poom Poom to you will be new Poom Poom to somebody else. He'll be crying. He'll be crying with somebody else in your girl's guts.
Sounds like you have some insecurities within yourself. If you feel like you need validation from different women to make yourself feel like you're worth it.
Damn.
Yeah, because I mean, I am going down to Connecticut for some new Poom Poom.
All right, well.
Why don't you go to Atlanta and get some new Poom Poom?
Don't tell him that.
Don't take no condoms.
At least you're single now. Do what you want. Have a good time.
Thanks.
Thank you. No problem.
Damn, Yee.
What?
You ain't help him at all.
Yeah, he no time.
He already know. What is there to say? He said he broke up with his girlfriend. He's having sex with people. If that's what he wants to do, at least he doesn't have a girlfriend.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Porta Potty Guy, man.
What you want, man?
I need inspiration. Yes, I need inspiration, Yee.
Don't you
I just want to say, Porta Potty Guy, we played your song the other day like Envy promised.
Yes. And
we got a lot of great feedback and a lot of great comments from it.
Yeah, but I need help. I need to get out of this business. Do you guys understand? I know you guys be clowning and stuff like that, but I don't mind having a job.
Let's keep it real. Let's give Porta Potty some feedback on how his song did up here, though, when you played it. A lot of people said they liked it.
A lot of people wanted to hear the full song. I want to say this.
You need to ride that wave now.
Yeah, I'm trying. But the thing is, you know, I got to do my 9-to-5 job, and I got to be out here.
What you should do right now is ask all of us to post the link to your song since we did play it. Everybody who wants to hear the full version, you should tweet us and let us retweet it for you and start going ahead. And do you have a website set up for yourself?
Yeah, actually, they could go to Porta Potty Guy. That's PORTAPOTTY Guy on my Instagram page, and you could check my SoundCloud out.
Now, Porta Potty, I like you, man, because I like your positive energy. I'm not going to front because you spend 70% of your life in Porta Potties, and you still maintain a positive attitude.
Charlamagne, 70% of my life, I grew up in Jamaica in poverty. So to come to America and have an opportunity to work, like, I never could turn my back on that. But
there you go.
Listen, Porta Potty Guy, we like your story. What I'm saying to you now is, you see, we're doing little things that we can do to help. The main thing is you can't expect people to do things. Now, I'm telling you right now, tweet all of us. Put the link to your song. We'll retweet it for you.
Not only that, Porta Potty, you really got to think. Charlamagne said something brilliant. He usually doesn't say brilliant things.
I'm always saying something brilliant.
I know what you're about to say, Envy. You're about to tell me that I need to put a song in the Porta Potty. Put your hard drive in all the Porta Potties.
Yes. Think about zillions of people go in those Porta Potties a day. And then they got to sit there or they got to pee. And while you're there, it's nothing to look at, but they'll be looking at your sticker.
Okay, can we finish Ask Yee, guys?
I'm just saying, people know him now. You are brand. When we see Porta Potties, we think of you, bro.
That's crazy because people be hitting me up on Instagram telling me, like, Porta Potty, keep doing your thing. But I don't want you guys to think that I'm not out here grinding.
I know you are.
Grinding. Go, Porta.
I told you how
we're going to get it started. Let's get your followers going. You got to start doing some shows. You've been performing?
Yes, I've been performing. I was on the Apollo. I performed for the NBA teams. I met Jay-Z and spoke to Jay-Z for 25 minutes. When Jay-Z was president of Def Jam, Jay-Z said, yo, bring something to Def Jam and drop it off. But me, like an idiot.
He was talking about Porta Potty, sir. They was having an outside concert. And he wanted you to bring some Porta Potties to drop off, sir.
Come on, man. I'm trying, though. But I'm out here grinding. But I would like to be in the music industry with my peers. Those are my peers. You know what I mean? I want to go against those guys. I want to go against the Drake, the Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, well, listen, one step at a time.
Yeah,
it's great to have these lofty aspirations.
Yeah.
But just remember, it's a lot of footwork, a lot of groundwork that you got to keep doing, okay?
Right now, your peers are custodians.
It didn't come easy.
And plumbers.
All right.
Shout out the porta potty guy. I love him. I love his positive energy.
800-585-1051. Ask Ye is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Tory Lanez would say it. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Ye. Charlamagne the guy. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Danny from Duval.
Duval!
What up, Danny?
What's your question for Ye, bro?
Well, recently I just got my girlfriend pregnant. She's been kind of moody, so I kind of like give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's what happens when women are pregnant. They get moody and hormonal.
Yeah, but now she's like, she feels like I'm cheating on her, and I want to go through your phone. And she's just so insecure about herself. And I'm like, hey, baby, like, I'm in this relationship, gave you a baby. Like, I'm all about you. Why are you so insecure? So she said, I've been hurt before. I just want to go through your phone, make sure, you know, you're not doing anything. And I just feel like, you know, that's out of the blue, and that's just crazy. My friend was like, hey, you know, y'all not married, so don't let her do it yet.
Well,
like,
first of all, now let's understand a couple of things. She's pregnant. This is her first baby?
Yes, ma'am.
So she's probably feeling crazy about how she looks, about her body. She's probably insecure about what you might be doing. Are you still attracted to her? And she's concerned about the fact that now she's bringing a life into this world, and she wants to make sure the father is going to be around. I'm sure those are all things that she's thinking about. And I'm sure that because of her hormones, certain things she can't control how she feels, no matter how hard she tries. It's up to you now to be a trooper and really help her out during this time. If there's certain things that you've been doing that's a little unnecessary, anything that makes her uncomfortable, then chill out.
Yeah, but I mean, I just got a second job. I make sure I take her to work. I fix her lunch. I wash her clothes. Like, I'm doing everything I can. I'm like, I don't have no time to talk to anyone else. She's like, oh, your phone's always going off. And I was like, I was an athlete in school. Like, people still, you know, hit me up. They want to talk to me. And recently I tweeted you on Twitter, and you tweeting me back. She went crazy about that.
Ooh.
I'm like, I have a celebrity crush. Angela Yee going to be my celebrity crush, so...
Oh,
no,
well, now don't have no crushes on other people like that while she's pregnant.
Though, you know.
I know, but you know, obviously, you know, she's feeling a little insecure, so just be mindful of that.
Okay. But
you know, just be ride or die, especially while she's pregnant and there's all these feelings and she's feeling insecure. Don't keep pointing it out to her right now. You want to make sure she's comfortable and that she's feeling good and she's not stressed out.
So should I let her go through my phone?
I would not let her go through my phone.
Let her go through the phone. You ain't doing
that wrong. But I would say this. Don't be secretive. Don't, when your phone rings, not answer it. Don't leave the room. Just make sure she feels comfortable. Everything's in the open. If she has a question, tell her you'll answer whatever. If she has any questions, any issues, tell her, let's just make sure we stay constantly in communication because I want to make sure that you're good. You're my first priority.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Good luck,
bro. All right.
Thank you. Have a good morning. All right.
You too.
All right, you too.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. You can call Ye. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. Or you can always email her, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Now, Ye.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Yes, let's talk about Kobe Bryant. How much would it cost for you to get a piece of the final game court that he played on? We'll tell you what they auctioned that off for. Also, Master P, he has to pay his wife almost $1 million. We'll tell you what happened.
Okay. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
These rumor report is up next. Angela, who the hell are you talking about? Turn your mic on. Jesus
yeah, how
Christ.
About we turn my mic on? There okay. we go. All right, first up, we are going to talk about Jussie Smollett. Some people thought he was leaving Empire.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
For all of you that were concerned that Jussie Smollett was going to no longer be on Empire, and we all know in a couple of episodes back he got shot. We didn't know what was going to happen. He has responded in an Instagram post.
Okay, first of all, I said I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Empire Fox, which is true. I said I love you all, which I do. I said time to go make a record and some movies, which I am.
Let me light that ass up with facts real quick, though. What you said, though, is I thoroughly... First of all, your timing was f***ed up, Chief.
All right, so he is coming back. The tweet that he sent out, people thought he was leaving. He's not leaving. It did seem like he was, though. All right, Juvenile, we also saw that video of him beating somebody up. The fan, well, the person who was a customer says he's a fan of Juvenile. They beat him up because when they walked in, he said, "Here come all the hoes," right? When Juvenile and his crew were walking in, and they jumped him. Well, according to the customer, he said he has hired an attorney and he wants to have him pay up. He said he doesn't want to press charges, but he does want to sue. He suffered kidney and rib injuries.
Hold on, they jumped. Juvenile came in and said, what happened now?
Juvenile walked into a restaurant. Okay. He had his
Waffle House in South Carolina.
It looks like he had his carry to his man's, and the guy said, "Oh, Juvenile bringing the hose." And that was his wife, so Juvenile
and his allegedly and his crew.
You could have just gave him
put
a
the paws on him.
You could have just gave him a harsh talking to, Juvie. He didn't know it was your wife. Now, if he knew it was your wife, different story. But if he didn't know it was your wife and he just thought you was coming into the Waffle House after a show with a bunch of chicks, you know, you can...
They messed him up pretty bad. If you ever vote, you could see what the man's face looked like.
His face was cracked open a little bit.
Yeah.
So, oh, they got video on
it? Yeah, it's on video. You could see them...
Oh, that was a white guy they jumped on.
Oh, look like a black dude.
The beige guy?
No, it's not beige. Brown skin, bro.
And he's definitely not brown skin.
Show his face. TMZ, Revolt. Show his face. There you go.
Yeah. I don't know what he is. He looks like a cross between.
All right, now,
like
if you want to, now if you want to get a piece of the final game court that Kobe played on in his last game, guess how much it will cost you?
How much?
$179,000. That's how much one piece of the floor sold for. Yes. It was an auction online. It was on behalf of the Lakers Youth Foundation, and the buyer did choose to remain anonymous. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
My wood is way cheaper than that, if you want my wood.
Yeah, we know.
Nobody wants your wood. No, nobody wants your wood.
Master P, he has to pay his estranged wife, Sonya Miller, $825,000. Okay, she actually won the last round of court proceedings, and that is for any child and spousal support cases. So that is supposed to be for a back child support and anything in the future as well. So I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think he was going to end up having to pay her that much, but that's actually the salary that Master P got for season 2 of Master P's Family Empire, his reality show. Now, did you guys see this video of Waka Flocka? He was playing with a young girl was inside of a dog crate, and she was crying, trying to get out.
No.
And it caused all kinds of controversy. Here's the video.
Want me to bind you out?
Mommy!
Want me to bind you? Okay, I'm binding you out. Come on, baby. Get out of here. You come here. Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss, Give me kisses. You having a bad hair day? Okay, this will be all right.
So people were wondering, why would he have her locked up in this cage? Well, Waka did post an explanation. He said his niece put herself in the dog crate. The whole thing was taken out of context. He thought it was like a cute family moment, and he decided to post it on his Snapchat. He, of course, was not locking a kid up in a cage or anything like that.
All I know is that video made me want to go home and hug my babies. I know that much.
You want me to bind you out?
I
want to
hug my babies and kiss my baby on your cheek. I don't talk to my babies like they're babies, though. I never do
but
that.
But sometimes you can't help it.
No, you can help it.
You could try, but sometimes you just slip into it.
Yeah, I find myself saying, like, hey, I ain't give my baby 9 months. Hey!
Well, I hope you're not talking to your baby as an adult.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, how was your day, little homie?
I do, though. Like, how was your day, baby? You hungry? I talked to her like a
Does
person.
She answer?
No,
she's not much. But she's starting to, like, you know,
make noises.
Yeah, that stuff.
But what if she was like, "Daddy, why don't you talk to me like a baby that I am?"
I'm going to be like, I got me a genius.
We rich.
I'm about to kick my feet up because I got me a stone cold genius on my hands, okay?
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051 or at DJ MV. You can hit me up and I'll get your request on. You're celebrating a birthday, whatever it may be, hit me up. I absolutely positively got you. All right. And shout out to our family on Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.